Good evening and welcome to the WEAA Afro First Edition. I'm your host, Sean Yoes. On the phone lines with Chris Broughton, the brown man thinking hard, the author of the syndicated blog. Chris Broughton, welcome back to First Edition.
Glad to be back, Sean.
Yeah, let's get into kind of what has kind of transpired this week. I mean, I want to specifically talk about Obama's leadership over the past week. But let's start with some of the specifics of what has gone on during the week. The healthcare debate obviously is evolving into a new direction. The House has come forward with a bill. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced this bill this week. The Senate has its version. What's your take on, in general, what is transpiring with this health care reform initiative at this point?
It sounds like a lot of the public sentiment is starting to bubble over into our representatives' court, like it always should.
Right.
One of the things that we've talked about is, why did the public option survive?
Yeah.
The overwhelming popularity with the Democratic base is why.
Right.
They can't deny that.
Right.
There's not a lot of steam left in the opposition as far as reasons why we shouldn't do it. And a lot of the senators are starting to have some trouble back home with folks who are looking for them to explain exactly what it is that they're so hell-bent against.
Right, right. Well, I think that this kind of forces us into the direction of leadership in the White House, because from the beginning, the White House was intent on not repeating the mistakes of the past, meaning specifically the Clinton administration when it comes to health care. So instead of them crafting legislation and taking it to the Congress, they allowed the Congress to craft legislation, and they followed the Congress's lead. And that has proved disastrous and was almost fatal when you look at how the debate transpired over the summer. But it's your contention that the White House, specifically Barack Obama, our president, has been acting more as a weatherman than the commander in chief. Speak on that a little bit.
You're absolutely right. I actually had a post earlier this week. I didn't elect a weatherman for president. They've had a lot of trial balloons coming out of the White House over the last week and a half or so, talking about what kind of public option the White House is willing to back, whether it's a trigger, whether it's an opt-in, opt-out program. They were doing everything under the sun to not commit to a position. And for me, it was driving me crazy. Who is this president that we elected that can't commit to a direction at this late date and be the leader on something that he's going to point to next year as the crowning achievement of his administration?
Right.
It's his horse. He's got to ride it.
Exactly true. I mean, I even get the sense that if there was no public option, if the public option was not part of health care reform that passed this year, I don't see where Barack Obama would necessarily be. I think what I'm saying in essence is that Barack Obama wants to see health care reform passed this year, and he is not necessarily concerned whether or not public option is part of that health care reform package. He has said that he prefers the public option. But you're right. What has come out is that, you know, they talked about the opt-in, opt-out, where the states could either opt into the public option or opt out of the public option. That's in different versions of Senate bills, or rather of House bills. We talked about the trigger that was championed by Olympia Snowe. And each time one of these versions of the public option was brought forward, it seemed like the president was on board with all of them. There are people that believe that that is strategy on the part of the White House, but, I mean, you don't see it that way.
If it's strategy to try to foster bipartisanship, then it is bad strategy, because there's nobody out there but Olympia Snowe, and she's a MacGuffin.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you give her, she's not going to like it. And it doesn't matter what happens, he's still going to own the problems that come about when they finally get something done. This bipartisanship is a little bit overrated in this instance. since they have such a heated opposition to what it is they're trying to get accomplished. So they just need to give that part up.
So,
but back to what you were saying about his being on board practically every option that's shipped down the river, we don't know. You know, today he's okay with opt-in, opt-out. Tomorrow he's okay with triggers. The next day, well, I don't really need a public option right now. We can work it out later. You're not helping your people out here who are ready and willing to put their shoulders to the grindstone on the grassroots level to give them a sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really frustrating them because I talk to them through my blog or on the phone regularly.
Give me a sense of what you're hearing out there in the blogosphere. I mean, in your quadrant of it specifically, because I sense that there is that sort of frustration also on the left amongst progressive factions in the country. Bottom line is we won, if you want to put it that way. Obama won, and there are certain issues I think that the progressive faction of the Democratic Party want to see him go forward with emphatically, as opposed to kind of, you know, this striving for bipartisanship, which... Like we've said on this show before, Olympia Snow, to me, you know, having one Republican vote, I don't understand why that's kind of that's been put forward as symbolic of bipartisanship. It would seem like more than one vote would be more of a symbol of bipartisanship. And then what does one vote matter in the grand context or in the grand scheme of things?
Another thing that's going on that went on last week that wasn't necessarily White House related directly, but it did have something to do with it. Harry Reid came out,
mm-hmm.
We've got the votes.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi comes out, we've got the votes.
Right.
But as we see here in the ensuing days, they don't have the votes. Everybody's playing a game of chicken.
Mm.
The White House has got its version. They're telling us one thing, and they're talking to the senators behind closed doors. The people in the House, they're having their conversations with selected White House aides behind closed doors,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming out and telling us, the public, what they think we want to hear,
mm-hmm.
when we all know that there's a little bit more brewing and that they may be trying to prime the pump by saying they have support when they don't really have it, to kind of corral those cats, as I alluded to in an earlier show.
Right.
To get them herded around some kind of bill.
Mm-hmm.